97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So I ran into someone in the hall that I thought would be interesting because I was at the BMW and Jim Epstein is here and his nephew. And they're entrepreneurs, I guess, because you guys have put together a scent company?
Yes, we have. And we're scenting. When you walk into the Four Seasons, the Ritz-Carlton, or other luxury hotels or med spas or what have you, and it smells great in there, chances are that's us. And we are in the environmental scenting business. And we
Knew there was such a thing? See, this is all very educational for me.
It is really a fun business. We're in retail stores and med spas and entertainment venues and all kinds of places because scent is the most profound of your senses. It's sort of like when people tell you to bake cookies when you're trying to sell your house. It's because scent connects, bypasses your front brain and goes to your memory center. And so we've all had that experience where you smell something and all of a sudden you're back in your mom's kitchen when you're 6 years old. So it's enormously impactful. And like we're scenting the PGA, we're at the BMW.
Yeah, so tell me about that. That's one of the things when we were talking in the hallway, you were telling me, and I've been going all this week. So what are you doing in the merch tent?
In the merch tent.
Okay.
So the folks from PGA stayed at the Four Seasons when they were getting ready to do the Belle Reve thing some years back. And they reached out because we were scenting the Four Seasons and they loved it. So they called us and said, we'd like to scent the merchandise tent. So we work with them to create a signature scent, essentially. And they told us that at that event, because of scenting, they sold 35% more merchandise than they'd ever sold before.
Okay. But so explain, like, when you're asked to do this, this is all new. So what do you do? What did you do in the tent? Explain the process without getting too in the weeds.
So it's really, it's pretty simple. We have a proprietary diffuser that takes this scent oil and breaks it into nano little droplets.
Okay.
And it doesn't take very much. It's sort of like, you know, you get in the elevator, you can smell people's perfume and that sort of stuff.
You know, sometimes other stuff too.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we can handle those other smells too. We'll tell you the story about how we're on the cruise ships and we eliminate cigarette smoke. Or so you've been at the Ritz-Carlton here and you can't smell the cigar bar anymore.
That's
because of us.
Yeah. So how long has the company been around though?
So it's about 10 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now.
So go back to the tent. So you come up with the diffuser and then it came up with a scent.
It hooks into the air conditioning system of the tent. And what happens is there's something called the linger longer effect. It's sort of like if someplace smells bad, you can't wait to get out of there. But if someplace smells good, you will actually underestimate how long you've been
That's interesting.
Spot.
By the way, you guys walked into the building today. Did you smell the dumpsters outside? Because we can use a little help there,
I'm just going to tell you right now. We have a dumpster program.
Do you?
Well, okay. So everybody's seen these Febreze commercials where they blindfold somebody and take them into the dumpster.
Right.
And they think they're in a meadow. We do that kind of technology, too. And we do that on... That's how you don't smell the cigar bar at the Ritz. That's on a cruise ship. The only place you can smoke is the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Also happens to be the highest revenue per square
foot. Of course it is.
It's the only place you can smoke on the ship. So even if you're not a gambler, you're going in there to smoke if you're a smoker. And that cigarette smoke chased everybody out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, with our technology, we're able to eliminate the cigarette smoke, add a nice fragrance. And they paid for a year's worth of scenting on the first cruise because people weren't being chased out of the casinos.
That's crazy.
And so we're on literally every single cruise ship that sails that's an American-owned company.
Okay, so you're describing a lot of like what my wife is in business world. So she like B2B, right?
Yeah.
Business to business. Do you do, like for me, who has cats and dogs and stuff like that, do you have consumer?
We absolutely do.
Okay.
We have a website, clearlybetter.com, and we sell actually, in spite of doing the Ritz-Carlton and the Four Seasons and all the cruise lines and everything else, our B2C, our consumer business, is actually larger just because
That's
of
awesome.
The reach of the internet.
Yeah.
And so we can make your home smell like a luxury hotel. We can give you an energizing fragrance.
I'm putting you to work, Jim. I'm going to put you to work.
We can eliminate your cat smell.
That's what I want right there.
So anyway, you're in. You've got a friend in the scenting business.
Now, tell me about your awesome nephew here, because he's part of the business, right?
So Kennedy was, during college, he interned with us and then wrote some papers. And I remember corresponding with your business school.
Where'd you go to school,
advisor?
Kennedy? Where was it?
Southeast Missouri State.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome.
So anyway, Kennedy was worked for us in the summers as an intern for a few years, and then joined the main company. The scenting mm-hmm. business is a little tiny company compared to the rest of what we do that most people don't know about. We're in the chemical manufacturing business, cleaning chemicals.
Okay.
So
all right, I got you.
You probably have something at your house called Method Household Cleaning
sure.
Products, Leading Green Cleaning.
I love those.
We're the intel inside behind Method.
So that's crazy, too, and that's right here in St. Louis.
I
depend on my Method, you know, soap.
It's now owned by S.C. Johnson, but we created all of that chemistry, and groundbreaking.
I had no idea.
Really cool. There's a great story there, too. You use Tide Pods?
Of course I do.
Okay, Tide
Pods. Who doesn't use Tide Pods? That's what I would say.
Tide Pods are we didn't invent Tide Pods, but they are a direct descendant of technology that we created for Method when they needed a laundry detergent for Target stores that would compete with Tide and that they could actually make money on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we created the first commercially viable 3X concentrate laundry detergent for Method and then got it to 8X concentration. So today, you can't buy Tide in anything less than a 2X concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
That's in response to what we did for Method with this super concentrate laundry detergent. And then the Tide Pod is simply another series of iterations of taking the water out of the laundry detergent.
That's fascinating.
That
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Method is I believe it's my body wash. Not that you need to know that information, but I was just kind of hearkening back to that,
Jim.
Our
sense of smell is really good. We could tell.
Yes, of course
right?
you could.
Listen. We walked by you. Yes.
I'm short on time here. I got to let you go, but I'm so glad I ran into you in the hallway because this is fascinating. I don't think a lot of people are aware of this. And my colleague, Sue Thomas, does something called, she focuses in on local stories, History of the Louis Sue. And you guys seem to be a really good fit for that, I think. I'm going to recommend that here.
We are in a 100-year-old building in the Cortex, 300,000 square feet, and we are the intel inside behind all kinds of things that you wouldn't necessarily know.
Amazing.
If you didn't know us, because we've sort of been under the radar, with the exception of our B2C business with Method or with...
That's awesome.
Clearly better sense.
Well, Jim, congratulations on everything. Jim Epstein, thank you so much for coming in here and spreading a great St. Louis story. I appreciate it.
Mark, this is awesome. Love your energy. Love your show. Thanks for being a St. Louis hometown hero.
I'd say that I'd see you soon, but maybe we'll just smell you soon. We'll just
there
say
you
that.
Go.
Right? All right, take
All
care.
Right.
Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.